Wagoner's Walk. On Thursday morning, Mike and Claire had a rather monosyllabic breakfast.
Oh, thanks, Claire. That was lovely.
You're welcome. More toast?
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't mind another cup of coffee, though.
Oh, I'll join you.
No Sue this morning?
She's upstairs finishing her project.
Oh. Why couldn't she finish it last night?
She was
watching television. Yeah. Isn't she always?
I could have chased her up. I just didn't have the energy.
Oh, you should have called me.
I thought your novel was more important than Sue's project. I could hear you beavering away up there at your red-hot typewriter.
Yes, I did have a fairly productive burst of inspiration last night.
You were certainly awfully late coming to bed.
Well, I went on to the end of the chapter. Seemed ridiculous to stop before you have to when things are going well. Mind you, I feel washed out this morning.
Just in the right frame of mind for a day at the printers.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Perhaps everything will be plain sailing today.
Perhaps. Did you hear Sonia coming in last night?
I could hardly help it, could I?
What time is it?
Something after 2. She came up those stairs like a herd of elephants. Again.
She certainly doesn't make any concessions. I suppose we should be grateful she doesn't burst into the sound of music.
Sonia? Doubt if she's even heard of Julie Andrews. You're way behind the times.
What?
The Boomtown Rats would be nearer the mark.
Well, she should try coming in more quietly, waking up everybody.
I was awake already.
Hmm?
I hadn't been to sleep. I heard you come to bed, then I heard Rob coming home, then Sonia.
You've got to get more sleep, you know, Claire.
It's easy to say that. I just can't.
You just lie there and worry.
Yes.
What about now?
Oh, everything. From the balance of payment to getting Sue another pair of gym shoes. Her toes are practically through the one she's got. She doesn't remind me, and I forget all about it.
Till the early hours of the morning.
Yes. Oh, and then there's all this divorce business.
I thought that'd be in there somewhere.
Well, it's like sitting on top of a volcano. How's Sonia going to react when she gets that letter from Tony's solicitors saying he's decided not to sue?
That's impossible to say. I mean, the idea is she's going to be pleased, isn't it? That's why Tony's doing it. He's trying to take the heat out of the situation. He's hoping it'll lead to sensible talks about what's best for all of them, especially Adam.
Fair enough. But wouldn't it be better if he told her what he'd decided? That it came from him on a personal basis, rather than in a solicitor's letter.
Well...
Or from us, even. I mean, we see her every day.
No, Claire, definitely not from us. We've got to keep right out of it. Whatever we do is bound to be regarded as interfering under the circumstances.
How can we keep right out of it? With Sonia living under our roof.
Okay, then, but don't say she's going to get a solicitor's letter. Just...
Let it all come as a big surprise.
Yes. Yeah, and I must go. I'll see you this evening sometime, okay?
I'll give Sue a call, shall I? Tell her you're ready.
Please.
Oh, hang on. I think she's coming down now.
Oh,
Sue, darling. Daddy's ready now if you want to lift to school.
It's not Sue, Mrs. Nash, it's me.
Oh, hello, Rob.
Hi.
I'll just go up and see what she's doing, Mike.
Yeah, right.
Excuse me.
Sure.
Oh, morning, Rob.
Sue.
Morning, Mr. Nash.
How are things with you?
Oh, fine, thank you.
No more trouble with my daughter-in-law?
Not lately, no.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
I think she thinks I've got a thing going with Joanna.
Joanna?
Yeah, seems a bit unlikely, doesn't it? But if she does the trick...
Oh, absolutely. Oh, Rob, now, have you decided yet how long you're likely to be staying? In the top flat? You said till the end of the year. I wondered if anything had changed.
Oh, not really, no. I love it up there. It's just a lot of money, that's all, for one. Takes a bit of finding.
Well, it's reasonably priced for Hampstead, Rob.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm not complaining or anything. I'm just not sure how much longer I'll be able to afford it, that's all.
Well, it is meant for 3.
Well, the problem is finding someone. I could advertise, I suppose.
We were beginning to wonder whether you were thinking of sharing with Sophie.
Sophie? Oh, you mean the other night? No, that was just... Well, she'd been having these phone calls, you know, and... No, that's all over now. There's been nothing for a couple of days. Whoever it was has probably decided to start scaring the daylights out of somebody else.
But I don't want my temperature taken, Peter.
You don't have any say in the matter, Father. Now, please open your mouth.
I will not.
father.
Nor will I be spoken to as if I were a child.
I want to take your temperature, that's all.
And I don't wish it to be taken.
Oh, very well. I know why, of course.
Why what?
Why you don't want your temperature taken.
I don't like having those things stuck under my tongue.
You're afraid I'll find out your temperature's normal, aren't you? You're afraid I'll find out there's nothing the matter with you.
Are you calling me a malingerer?
I'm not calling you anything, Father. But none of us feels at our best at this time of year. Everything's damp and cold. There's no incentive whatever to go out. We'd all like to take to our beds if we could, but we can't. We've just got to buckle to and get on with things.
All in my mind,
is it?
That's
the way it looks to me.
You think I should just pull myself together?
Yes, I do.
Piffle.
It's not piffle.
Poppycock.
All right, then. Where are your symptoms? Your cold's better now? You sit there in bed looking the picture of health? You're breathing easily?
I wasn't at 6 o'clock this morning.
There's clearly nothing at all wrong with your appetite.
I force myself to toy with the odd morsel.
Father, your pantry's empty. I've been out shopping for you every day this week. I've come back weighed down with food, and it's all gone, every last crumb of it.
Would you rather I starved?
No, I'd just rather you were honest. I'd rather you admitted there was nothing wrong with you, got yourself out of bed, took a little walk to the shops, or went to your club and began to show an interest in things again.
You just don't want to do my shopping. It's true.
It's not true, Father. But it is true to say I have a house and 4 children to look after, and Liz. And I simply haven't got the time to traipse up and down the high road all morning getting things for you that you could quite easily be getting for yourself.
I know what's behind all this, of course.
Behind all what?
This show of ill feeling. It's this running battle you're having with Lynn over Jeremy. You don't know how to handle it, so you're taking it out on me. And don't say you're not having a running battle with Lynn, because you are.
Lynn is being very unreasonable.
So are you. There's faults on both sides. It'll be the innocent that suffer. Like young Jeremy... and me.
All right. Where's the shopping list?
On the dressing table. You get the game soup from the delicatessen. I can't remember the make, but it's in a tartan tin.
What's this? Garlic pearls?
From the health shop.
This is the last time, Father. Tomorrow you can wrap up well and go out and get your own stuff, okay?
Oh, Sophie.
Hi, Lynn.
Sorry to mess you about, but could you lay this one for 6 and table 9 for 4? If we do it that way round, there'll be less chance of people falling over other people's legs.
All right. 6 here and 4 at table 9.
Yes. Is everything still quiet on the Western Front?
Sorry?
You haven't had any more phone calls?
Oh, no. Monday night was the last.
When he threatened you?
Yes. I should have had more sense. Well, like Sarah said...
Who's Sarah?
Oh, she's one of the girls who lives at my flat. She's an air hostess.
Ah.
Yes, she says I should have yelled a few 4-letter words down the telephone, and whoever he is would probably have got shocked and hung up.
Could be.
Still, seems like that threat was his final fling, anyway. Well, it had to be, really, didn't it? I mean, where could he go from there? Was a bit nasty while it lasted, though.
Yes. I remember Claire Nash getting the same sort of thing years ago.
Oh?
Yes, and letters. Turned out to be some German chap who felt he had a grievance against the Herald, so he took it out on Claire.
Yeah. Still, at least there was some connection between the Herald and Mike and Claire. I mean, what have I done to anybody? Nothing. It just doesn't make sense.
You're not alone in that house anymore, are you? I mean, somebody's there when you get home.
Oh, yes, there's Sarah. Well, it's her week off. Do you know, she's been marvellous. If the phone does ring, she'll answer it. And if he tries it on with her, you won't know what's hit him. Oh, stop frowning, Lynn. I'm okay. When we knock off here at night, Wendy even walks me to the bus stop. Come on, relax. And let me get on with these tables or we won't be ready by lunchtime.
Okay, I'm going.
Hi.
And what do you want?
Not my flat.
Yeah?
How do you fancy moving in?
Are you serious?
Yep. Yeah. I'll pay 2/3, you pay 1/3. I get the big bedroom. It'll be handy for you, too.
Mm.
We're quite close to the restaurant. You'd have your mates all round. Be an ideal arrangement. What'd you say, then?
The Nashes wouldn't like it. Not just you and me.
Not according to Mike.
Oh, you've spoken to Mike about it?
Sort of. It was him who put the idea into my head, in a way.
Ah.
Not interested?
Well, I think it's a super offer.
What?
Look, it's nothing personal, Rob. It's just...
What?
It's Bill.
I mean, if I moved into the Nashes, the way he feels about Claire, it would be like slamming the door in his face. See, if I stay where I am in Bayswater, well, while there's life, there's hope, isn't there?
Liz, Liz, darling, over here.
Oh, hello, darling.
You did say a quick cup of coffee, didn't you?
Yes.
Only I've got all of 5 minutes. I'm seeing someone at 12.
Darling, I said on the phone it wasn't all that important.
Well, I couldn't pass up the chance of a coffee with my own man, could I? Not when he was just across the road. What are you doing in the copper kettle, of all places?
Well, I came in to rest my arms as much as anything. See those carrier bags?
Mm.
Now, two of them are father's. I've been up and down the high street like a demented shuttlecock, and they weigh a ton.
I thought you said you weren't going to do any more shopping for
him. Well, I'm not, and I've told him so. There's nothing at all wrong with him, except a bad attack of Novemberitis. So, as from tomorrow, he can do his own dirty work. It'll do him good to get up and about.
Mm. Shall we order, then?
Yeah, I already have, darling. Shouldn't be a moment. You didn't mind me ringing you at the office, did you?
No, of course not. And you don't tell Morris.
I won't. Since you have come, can we have a little confab?
What about?
Lynn and Jeremy.
What about them?
Well, Father thinks that I ought to wave the olive branch, you know, patch things up a bit with Lynn.
You mean eat humble pie?
Father seems to think it's good for the soul.
What form of olive branch does he think you ought to wave?
Oh, well, now, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. See, I think we ought to say to Lynn, Jeremy can go over there after we've all opened our presents on Christmas morning.
I thought we'd agreed to that already.
Oh, you're in favour, then?
Well, if that's all it is, yes. But the thing is, do you think she'll be satisfied with just that?
Well, if I'm clever...
Well, then, go ahead.
Somehow or other, I've got to tap all that goodwill I know Lynn's got for all of this. Get her off a high horse. If I can't, it's going to only get a lot worse. But the thing is, how?
Well, darling, that's your problem. I've got quite enough of my own. And which waitress is ours?
I've got it.
Eh?
I've just remembered something. And it might be the answer.
So, the worst came to the worst, didn't it?
Oh, Sarah.
With this ghastly little boy and a cretinous 17-year-old au pair. And I had to look after them.
Yeah, so what happened?
Well, you name it, he did it. Starting with a stink bomb in the hotel lounge.
A stink bomb?
Oh, and it got worse. Well, next he... I'll take it. Hello?
Sophie?
No, my name's Sarah. Can I help you?
Is Sophie there?
Well, who is it speaking?
I'm a friend of hers.
Well, perhaps I could have your name.
Donald. Donald Fitzroy.
Well, hold on, please. It's Donald Fitzroy.
Oh, God.
Well, do you want to speak to him?
No. But I suppose I'd better.
He's all yours.
Hello, Donald.
Hello, Sunshine. Who's your friend?
What?
The girl who answered the phone.
Oh, she's a flatmate. What can I do for you, Donald?
Are you fixed for Monday evening? I thought we might go out somewhere. Are you still there?
Yes.
Well, how about it? Only, Sophie, I'd rather you didn't mess me about this time. I don't much like being stood up at the last minute.
I can't make it this Monday, Donald, I'm afraid.
How about the following Monday, or the Monday after that? I dare say you can't make those either.
Donald,
there's a name for girls like you, you know. You come into the pub all tarted up, and when a chap shows a bit of interest, you treat him like something you've trodden in.
No, I'm sorry I stood you up, and I didn't mean to lead you on, but I don't want to go out with you.
I see. So that's how it is.
Yes, that's how it is. I should have made it plain last week. I'm sorry.
Right.
What was all that about?
Oh, suddenly the world is full of weirdos, and they've all got it in for me.